You know, the other day we were talking with the CEO of Ebbe Halliday, and she was saying that, you know, business is picking up, and a lot of people that have existing homes are reluctant to leave because they've got these incredibly low mortgage rates and they can't replace them. Well, now interest rates are coming down, so maybe that's going to change. But what a lot of people have been doing is dressing up the place where they live. This ought to be great news for the CEO of Expo Home Improvement, Paul Dietzler, who joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thank you, David. Glad to be here.
So have you seen an uptick in business from this very phenomenon? People saying, well, let's just make this place more livable.
Yes, we have. Demand for home improvement projects has really just continued on the upswing. Since COVID, we just continue to see year-over-year growth. And people really want to stay in their homes, and they know they're going to be there for a while, so they're willing to make the investment.
Bathrooms have got to be the hottest item, because if anybody watches television, you are bombarded by people who want to rip out your bathtub and put in a shower.
Absolutely. Bathtubs is our core business. Originally in 2012, I bought a small window company called Window Expo, and we quickly transitioned into baths. And right now, it does dominate our business. People love to remodel their bathrooms.
Well, that's what I've always heard, is that if you're going to remodel and do something that will add value to your home, when ultimately you do sell it for whatever reason, it's bathroom or, I guess, kitchen, too.
Yeah, bathrooms, kitchen add tremendous value. Another line item for us is windows. Windows is an incredible add and value to your home, because not only does it really improve the street aesthetics when you go to sell, but also you get the benefit of the energy efficiency while you're still in your home with lowered utility bills.
You know, you operate in hot areas. You're in Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, all big growth areas. I would imagine there's a lot of competition for labor.
There is. And so we haven't seen any challenges, though. It's all about culture, right? And when you have the right culture, you're able to attract the right talent. So we haven't had any issues, sourcing any of our talent.
Do you keep a steady crew? Do you have crews?
We do. Absolutely. Both on the window side and on the bath side. We have dedicated professionals to each line of business. And recently, this year, we also entered into kitchens. And so we're doing kitchen makeovers now at this point in time as well. And it's just been another good ad for us.
Another thing people seem to be doing, and I was telling Carolyn Rosser from Ebbe about this the other day, I don't think I'd ever seen people adding on a second floor. I mean, they were adding on bedrooms and, you know, something for the mother-in-law to live on, but they're increasing, you know, the footprint of their homes.
Yeah, that's a specialty. We don't do that here at Expo Home. We stay focused on the existing spaces, whether it's an existing bathroom or existing kitchen that we want to focus on.
So do you keep a crew busy? Do you have part-timers, or is this a full-time crew?
No, we have full-time crews. And as you said, we not only the three markets you mentioned, but we're also in the Houston market. And so right now we're running about 60 crews between all of our markets.
Wow.
So yeah, we've got a lot of full-time crews, typically two men or women crews that are going out and taking care of the homeowners.
So what about materials? I mean, obviously during COVID, there was a disruption of the supply chain. Now with the strike on the East Coast, there's concerns about a disruption of the supply chain. But do you have any trouble getting materials?
Currently, we don't. Yeah. During COVID, we did have some challenges, particularly that period, you know, right after COVID was a significant challenge for us. But, you know, in the last year and a half or so, we've overcome that, and we have not seen any challenges at all.
You know, I was looking on your website, and I mentioned the cities omitting Houston, but I was looking, and you've got a string of, I guess, contractors you work with from places I've never heard of. Alif, Bathroom Contractors, Lakeway, Leander, Liberty Hill, Mansfield, Manville. What are all these contractors?
Well, those aren't contractors. Those are cities that we serve.
Ah.
And yeah, so we serve from the Oklahoma border, just north of Dallas, Fort Worth, all the way south through San Antonio, over to Houston. So those are all different cities that we service.
I see.
Yeah, so we are our own contractor. So when you go with Expo Home Improvement, you're getting our employees that are out there on the bath side and kitchen side installing for you.
So where are the hot areas right now? I would guess not. you know, Anna and Salina and Prosper, the, you know, the growth areas where the new construction is.
No, I mean, there are so many existing homes in each and every market with the millions and millions of people that are in Texas. It's, you know, we are not having a problem at all, you know, finding leads and going out and servicing customers. So there is, it's all Texas. And there's been such a boom of people over the past 5 or 6 years that have moved to Texas. And a lot of them from California, they want to come in. It is a new home to them. So not only are we focused on existing customers that you know, from an interest rate standpoint, are definitely staying in their home, but we've had a lot of new people coming in as well, and they're wanting to update those existing homes.
Yeah, exactly. One of the things that I noticed you talk about in addition to these full-scale kitchen remodels is you do the cabinet refacing with eco-friendly. Tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of the nice things about what we do is we keep the cabinet bases. So, you know, those aren't being taken out and thrown in a landfill. And we come in and we've got new veneer or laminates that comes over the box. And then we do all new doors and drawers. And so it keeps everything pretty much in its existing footprint. And it's a quick installation for us. We're not in there for 5 to 15 days to gut your kitchen. We're going in for 2 or 3 days and really giving it a beautiful makeover.
So where's the growth? So you started with an acquisition, a window company, and you grew it and transitioned it. And you've gone into these other cities. Do you buy existing companies or is this organic growth?
Everything, David, is organic growth. And so, again, started in 2012, very small home improvement company, focused primarily in the North Dallas area. And now we've grown, you know, all across Texas. And, you know, we're just here to service our customers. And so we do that exceedingly well. Customers, you know, your listeners can go and check out our Google reviews. And because we've seen such success in bathrooms and we've got such a large existing customer database, it was only a natural add-on for us to add the kitchen makeover business and really have another product to go out there and service our already satisfied customers.
So we've been seeing mortgage rates come down. Interest rates overall are coming down. Does that trickle down? Have you seen any positive impact from that?
Not yet. It'll take a couple months, but eventually we will. And so what kind of happened in our industry is those credit markets tightened up a little bit. And so people do sometimes finance our projects, and that got a little tighter for a period of time. And so that's actually going to help us because that's going to loosen up some of the credit markets for us, bring our interest rates down a little bit, and make those projects even more affordable for our customers.
Paul Dietzler is CEO of Expo Home Improvement, which ought to be in a substantial growth trend, and sounds like you are. Thanks a lot for the time.
You're welcome, David. Thank you.
Thanks. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.